Penske dictating a mail IME on October 14 regarding Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, Good, G-O-O-D, and a history of accident. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Good, as described in my report of 10-18-11. Per traditional records show, Mr. Good was evaluated on 8-22-11 by Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. Pretty offered 35% disability of the right arm and 60% of the right foot. Period. Mr. Good received an order approving settlement on 124-12 in the amount of 20% partial total overall. Allocated is 27.5% of the statutory right foot and 17.5% of the statutory right arm due to a displaced radial fracture at the elbow and a calcaneal fracture to the right foot, necessitating open reduction and fixation and peroneal dislocation repair. Period. New paragraph. On 10-20-12, Mr. Good was reevaluated by Dr. Rakin on 10-10-12, who had previously performed a calcaneal open reduction internal fixation on 2-4-12. Per this visit, he complained of increasing pain in the heel and foot. Paired x-ray showed some earlier arthritic changes of the subtalar joint. Period. Dr. Rakin thought his symptoms may be due to some earlier arthritic changes and some scar tissue in the sinus tarsi area. Period. A cortisone injection was then instilled to those regions. Period. He was molded that day for a short AFO to help control hindfoot motion and give the area extra support. Period. Mr. Good was again released to return to work full duty and follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. He, in fact, did so on 4-4-13 and saw Dr. Ramsey for his elbow. Period. He stated over the past several months he just started to develop progressive crepitus and pain in the elbow. Period. X-ray showed his joint to be well-maintained. Period. He did have some early osteophytic sparring on the coronoid greater than electron on tip. Period. He had some irregularity at the radial head from previous trauma. Period. It was thought he had some early symptoms suggesting post-traumatic arthritis for which a cortisone injection was instilled. Period. Dr. Ramsey again released him from care to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Mr. Good is no longer receiving any ongoing medical care for his work injuries. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was chafing on the elbows and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows. Resisted supination of the right elbow, elicited tenderness, but this was not reproduced with pronation. Period. Actually, there is a range of motion issue. Right elbow extension lacked 15 degrees, but was otherwise accomplished fully in flexion, supination, and pronation. Period. Motion of left elbow, both shoulders, wrists, and fingers is full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Extremities lower. There were calluses on his heels bilaterally. Period. There was protuberant callus on the base of the right Achilles. Period. There was a recent burn on the left shin. Period. There was an L-shaped scar posterior to the right lateral malleolus consistent with the history of surgery described. Period. There was corresponding swelling of the right ankle noted medially. Period. Motion of the right ankle was to 10 degrees of dorsiflexion, come at 15 degrees of inversion and 10 degrees of eversion, but plantar flexion was full to 40 degrees. Period. Motion of the left ankle, both knees and hips, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 minus slash 5 for resisted plantar flexion and extensohalysis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. There was generalized tenderness palpation at the right hind foot, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankle maneuvers, normal macro. Thoracic, normal macro, lumbosacral. He ambulated with limp on the right, but did not utilize a cane or other handheld assisted device. Period, no foot drop was evident. Period, he was able to walk on his heels. Period, he could walk on his toes with a limp. Period, he changed position fluidly. He was able to squat and rise. He had some difficulty walking on inverted ankles, but other provocative maneuvers were unremarkable. Impressions and analyses. On 125.10, Mr. Gary Good, comma, 34-year-old male, comma, fell from a height of several feet off of a ladder and injured his right calcaneus and right arm. Pretty went on for treatment described in my early report from page 1 and page 2. Period. Since then, he received an order approving settlement. Period. Shortly thereafter, he sought additional treatment with Dr. Rakin and Dr. Ramsey. Period. X-rays of his elbow and foot were unremarkable. Period. He did accept an cortisone injection to each of those regions, but currently states the heel injection did not provide any relief. Period. Mr. Good has been able to continue working. But now as a transportation loader for another employer as of September 2012. Period. This involves offloading rail cars. Period. He continues to exercise, including stretching and walking every day. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be swelling of the right ankle associated with healed surgical scarring. Period, there was decreased range of motion about the right ankle and generalized tenderness about the right hind foot. Period, there were some minor gait abnormalities indicated above. Period, provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankles were unremarkable. Period, he had decreased right elbow extension similar to that previously identified. Period, he had intact strength and sensation in the upper extremities. Period, resisted supination at the elbow, reproduced tenderness. Period, in comparing the current evaluation with that previously performed, there has not been a significant objective progression for the worse to a material degree. Period, new paragraph, this case continues to represent the same amount of disability previously indicated and will be inserted from page 5 of my prior report. Period, examination of the skin on the upper extremities and heels indicate he remains quite physically active. Period. End.